Joseph Yor, the humanitarian attaché at the South Sudan Embassy in Sudan, says gunmen reportedly killed an unspecified number of South Sudanese refugees during attacks on refugee camps in recent weeks, including last Thursday in Sudan's West Kordofan state. Yor says the embassy is concerned about what he calls continuous attacks on South Sudanese refugees.
We have talked to the authorities in West Kordofan so that they carry out the investigations. And after tomorrow, we have a meeting with the governor because it is not only Mugulad that has the problems. There is also an issue in Pula, and we have issues in Balila, and all these areas are in West Kordofan state.
Yor says officials at the South Sudan's embassy in Khartoum are planning to meet the governor of West Kordofan state, Khalid Mohammed, of the attacks and ask him to investigate it so that the perpetrators are brought to book.
When the government of Kordofan finish their investigations, they will tell us what the problem is. But the information we have is that the problem always arises from the farms. Our people who work at the farms are not paid on time most of the time, even after they finish the work. So that causes problems between the owner of the farm and the workers.
West Kordofan Governor Khalid Mohammed says he is not aware of the incident, but says he will order an investigation into the reported attacks.
No, that information has not reached me. 15 people killed recently. Let me find out, and I hope we will establish what happened.
Khartoum-based South Sudanese activist Achol Malong says on Thursday, suspected Sudanese gunmen killed 15 refugees in Mugulad, including women and children. Malong says the fighting started between South Sudanese children and Masiria children. He says elders came and went on rampage, raiding South Sudanese houses and attacking people with machetes.
The incident that happened is very bad. It's not something good at all. Now our civilians who are working the farms have left the farms. We told them to move out and go to the town because the issue keeps growing. Cutting people with machetes and shooting people every day is not good. The people could finish. We told them to go and better start their own farms if this is the way they could die.
Malung says three of the injured are in critical situation in a nearby hospital. She says the latest attack brings the total number of South Sudanese killed in Kordofan to 66 between July and September. Sudan is hosting an estimated 800,000 South Sudanese refugees who are mostly in the Darfur region. The Darfur region has experienced volatile security situation for almost two decades. For VOA News, I am Deng Gai Deng in Bor.